It's Pleasure P boyfriend number two to Fallon Pina.
Ooh.
Plus, David Archuleta doesn't take 8 pumps, and Raquel Leviss might not be pumping at all.
Welcome to Diz Nation!
All right, so we found out last week that Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are headed for divorce.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it seems like the both are having issues with the paparazzi as well. So Sam hopped on his IG story and shared 3 different looks and asked his followers to help him choose a paparazzi disguise. Like you're gonna need it. What are you feeling? Number 1, number 2, and number 3.
It kind of like looked like Dustin Diamond in the middle.
It was Screech.
Yeah. Don't ever try Screech like that. He was so cute.
I think he looked more like Stedman number 1.
Stedman who?
Graham.
Wow.
A little distinguished look.
Yeah. Oh, for Stedman.
Yeah.
Wow.
The black man.
Yeah, he likes him.
Number two's giving me a little, it's gonna be me.
It's giving me a little. I don't know. It's just all the looks it's giving. We don't know you, we don't care.
Yeah, I think you can just go outside, Sam. People are gonna leave you alone.
Yeah. We don't care.
Well, y'all, if you think he was being extra, just wait till you hear this, okay? Britney, Brit, whatever you wanna call it, she is out here wilding out, okay? Ooh. She dropped this party video and said, when you go to meet up with a so-called friend and drive an hour for chicken. I knew paps were tipped off because the car I was in I'd never used before. So how was I followed? So what does a bitch like me do? So I put my green dress on and I show up at my friend's. I invited my fave boys over and played all night, yeah.
Is it weird that she just wants to twirl at home in front of
weird.
A camera?
It's weird.
Those dances are weird.
I feel like it's too much twirling.
I don't even think she's dancing to the music that she's dancing to.
Yeah, it's just, something's not right, y'all. Like, something's really not right.
So what do we do as a community?
We pray.
Okay.
Because we can't call her and be like, yo, chill out. Right. She ain't listening to nobody, probably.
Yeah.
She just, I don't know, y'all. She needs some help. Like, she really probably does need somebody to look out for her.
She got all her queens around, and they still not telling her no better, so.
Okay, y'all, so if you ever thought the scandal was over and it was gonna go away, you were dead wrong, child. The other woman, Raquel Leviss, went on Bethany Frankel's Just Be podcast and made some shocking revelations. First of all, she went back to her birth name, Rachel, okay? And she said she started going by Raquel in first grade to stand out from the other Rachels in her class.
Okay.
Scandal.
I identify as Raquel. But in bigger news, she's not going back to Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, wow.
She said, I asked for equal pay with Tom and Ariana. I was considering going back and if I was going to be paid equally. But the stars are reportedly paid per episode they appear in, and Rachel, one of them, allegedly made $350,000 last season and could have made about $500,000 this year. So what do y'all think about her walking away from that type of check?
Is she a big factor on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's the other woman. She's part of the whole scandal
thing. That's the other thing, too, is, like, definitely her story got a lot more interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you would think that they would pay her this money to keep her on the show so they could keep talking about
it. Exactly. Because what is she doing, like, in real life? Like, she tending bars?
So what's her name on the show?
Raquel.
Her name Raquel on the show?
But she identifies as Rachel now.
But
can we talk about the fact that Bethany is turning into, like, the Wendy Williams of Bravo? Like, why is she having all these sit-downs with all the Bravo, like, girl, what's going on?
Because she the seasoned vet now.
She's playing the smart long game.
Yeah, right, she's probably serving skinny cocktails at the same time.
You know she is.
Okay. All right, y'all, speaking of the reality stars, David Archuleta was runner-up on American Idol way back in 2008. Mm-hmm. Recently, he came out as a part of the LGBTQ+ community, and then he left the Mormon church. Well, a TikToker named Noel Doherty claimed to have gone on a date from hell with David. He said David bragged about being on Idol and asked him for feet pics. He also said that David's coffee order was, quote, 8 pumps of caramel and 1 cold brew with 2 packs of sugar. Fortunately, David has a sense of humor. He went on TikTok saying he only asked for face pics and he's too shy to brag about his career. Check out what else he said.
I grew up Mormon, so I've never even been on a coffee date. I was extremely religious up until last year. If I were to go on a coffee date, I'm more of a bitter drink guy, so instead of sugary, I would get a cold drip black.
Black coffee does sound Mormonish. I believe him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, it's like just pure the way God intended it.
David thought he was slick, bitch.
Why is that?
With them feet pics, honey. She thought she was slick.
Whoa.
What? What do you mean?
You know what they said about feet.
What?
They look at your feet, your size, honey. That's why she wanted them feet pics, bitch.
She was
getting them feet pics to measure up, baby.
Why'd you look over at my feet?
Well, girl,
because they dangling.
Jesse dangling. But aren't there people who are just into feet for feet? Like, they like toes for toes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those
people. They got toes in different area codes?
I got toes.
All right, y'all. Time to get into this, y'all. Everybody.
Match alert.
Can we all say boyfriend number two? The streets are saying Pleasure P may be giving Fallon Pina that freaking nigga pretty Ricky action. Fallon is in, of course she is, Simon Gobardia's ex-wife, child turned baby mama to her former assistant, the lawnmower, who is 10 years her junior.
Did you say
Jalen Banks, he was mowing the lawn. Yes, he was. Well, baby, the couple broke up in February of this year, and since then, child, it's been lit with scandalous tea back to back between the two. Unfortunately, it's only gotten worse because Jalen has recently filed for custody of their one-year-old daughter. But according to the gram, Fallon ain't worried about none of that because she just posted a photo of her and Pleasure P booed up in front of a farmhouse. And he posted the same photo with the caption, at Fallon, I need more of you every moment. Hashtag Galaxy. I mean, does this look like it's real, or does it look like he's shooting a music video for a song named Galaxy?
Yeah, because I definitely don't think she would leave the palatial estate she once lived in to live in a farmhouse, so that component I don't think is real.
This is the same girl who left Simon for the lawnmower.
That's so insulting. Look at all that unmowed grass out there. I would be so upset.
She needs the other guy to come back now,
just to handle up.
But I do like the couple name, Pleasure Pina. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it came out and became a thing.
All I know is I want a apology to my girl, Portia, because y'all was out here dragging my cancer sister through the mud, and she didn't break nothing up, okay?
She told us that a long time ago. For those who didn't believe, shame on you.
Exactly.
Because she was telling the truth from day one.
There was nothing happy about that home. That home was being broken. And I saw a clip of Fallon saying that she misses being with Simon because of the financial security. Well, it's too late now.
So he got money. He might have just as much as Simon then.
Definitely don't have as much as Simon.
No. Simon got King of Zamunda money. He ain't got that. Simon got McDowell money. He ain't got that.
McDowell?
Well, since we talk about women who don't care about loving and leaving a man, we got to dish about Sukiyana. Now, she had a time the other night, and she posted a photo of her laid out on the bed with a caution sign and a caption, got so smashed last night, I stole this yellow thing. I wonder if somebody's fallen in a restaurant or, like, now has a displaced hip because she took that, because those are usually where they need to be.
Yeah.
Is that like, grass on her head or is that her hair? Did she fall in grass?
No grass is that green, Gary.
You ever steal anything, Gary?
A man.
Oh, you stole something you went to jail for, didn't you? You had a mug shot and everything, Gary.
What?
Y'all was taking the mannequins with the clothes on them or something.
No, bitch, that was the drag queens in Houston. Go.
Oh, he don't want to talk about it.
All right, up next, time to quench your thirst with another edition of Thirst Trapping with the Stars right after the break.
Who knew mannequins? The T-Stupid
T-Stupid? No, the drag queens are still mannequins.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. All right, it's time for... Thirst Trapping with the Stars! Well, y'all, it looks like the Little Mermaid, Hailey Bailey, is showing us what she working with, Lord. Now, she recently lit up IG with a few snaps taken while she was relaxing in the pool, darling, wearing a pretty purple one-piece swimsuit with the caption, I was born free. Is this a thirst trap?
It's giving, I wanna be where your booty are.
No. It's not a trap.
It's definitely a trap.
Wait,
it's shot from the back. You see the back of both cheeks. She's bent over.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to be Prince Eric more in my life.
I'm telling you.
This is 100% a trap.
I had no idea that Ariel's trunk was this full.
Let me tell you. Her back fin. Okay, all right. Next up, we got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards. Now, guys, she's allegedly separated from her husband, Mauricio, and it seems that she's out here trapping. She posted this video to her IG over the weekend. Shows her lifting weights in a teeny tiny black bikini while on a yacht in Italy, as you do, living the good life. What is Kyle doing?
Yo, is she trapping? Is this not a trap? She doesn't have any traps, and I'm OCD. The fact that she's not lifting the weights evenly also disturbs me. There's a lot going on here. I couldn't even focus.
That's a thirst trap.
I'm gonna have to say not a trap, because if you're on a boat or a yacht or whatever, and it's hot, you're outside in your bikini, that's what you're gonna wear every day.
No, Brad, the part that y'all say that's not a trap is a trap.
Ain't nobody showing nothing.
I was in that position yesterday. I know what a trap looked like.
Were you on the beach?
Honey, I was on a bench just like that.
What kind of weights did you have in your hands? I had two dumbbells in my hand.
Or water. You were lifting
dumbbells
balls?
Or dumbbells?
Right. Or dumbbells.
Dumbbells. Well, looks like Genuine wanted to make the lady so anxious. So he decided to post a video on IG of what it looks like if he was standing in front of you with the caption. Who remembers this intro? Going back to this feeling for a while. When she look back, all she see is all of me.
Yes, God. He know exactly what he was doing.
That ain't no trap.
He knew exactly what he was doing. This is the angle of when.
What is it?
What do you see?
What angle is this?
When you riding that pony.
No,
it's giving riding.
Maybe.
Maybe. Y'all really looking hard, because I ain't see nothing.
Wait, Jesse, hold up. Hold up. Like photos like this, that angle, is that trap? Do you like see that and you're like, ooh.
Hell yeah. You I love
did
that
you
angle.
See something?
Yeah.
It's the angle for me.
It's He's the angle. Showing me it's what the angle, and then you're using your imagination.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, you know Jesse Wu got sex wave vision.
Well, child, okay, 40-year-old celebrity Chef Salt Bae is out here trying to burst a blood vessel, child. He recently posted a video on IG of him flexing his muscles with the caption, "My new goal is you all will be like this zero calories." Is this a thirst trap? Maybe he should have did the salt thing while he was...
He look like Stretch Armstrong. He don't even look real.
Hold on. Do women like six packs, or is that a lie?
No, that's true, but he's just trying too hard. Like, no, it's just stand there and take the picture. Don't flex and do all the extra stuff and all your skin is stretching. It's just, you're doing too much.
I'm sure he got dizzy.
Just look sexy. Yeah. Right.
For more of that flexing.
Right. Yeah. Look like you're straining, bruh.
I like a six pack.
Gonna pass out.
Yeah. I like a six pack. He just got a 60 pack. That's a lot going on.
A 69 pack.
Well, up next, find out what celebrity son is being called Teef Keef. After getting a new smile. Damn. More details after the break.
Teef Keef. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. All right, so T.I. and Tiny's son, King Harris, has officially invested in what some would call a $1 million smile. And the internet, being the internet, definitely has something to say.
Always.
When King flexed his new teeth, Charles responded with comments like, "He looked like Teef Keef." And now why he gave that little boy them big-ass Steve Harvey teeth. Now, of course, King's famous family came to his defense, but King also took a second to clap back at the Trolls himself. Check it.
Love to talk, because they can't go put these in their mouth, you hear me? It's them with chipped teeth and all that talking that, you hear me? So I don't really want to hear.
Okay. Is it me or, like, them new teeth should come with a new laugh?
Somebody said his teeth like he had a mouthful of Air Force Ones.
That was iconic. That was iconic as hell.
That's the funniest thing.
I don't know if his teeth were bad, but I'm just happy he got side teeth. Because, you know, that's an epidemic going on right now. A lot of black men don't have side teeth, so I'm happy for him.
When they get just the one side teeth replaced that is bright, it looked like they got a refrigerator light on in their mouth when they open it up. Keep shining, stay great. Stay great,
keep
everybody.
Shining. Keep smiling.
That's what you two are for.
That's the refrigerator light. I shouldn't get over a mouthful of Air Force Ones.
This was a lot going on.
Oh, my. All right. Okay. All right, y'all. It is time for
Dixie Dish coming.
Okay. Big congratulations to Spain's soccer team for taking home the Women's World Cup.
Yay.
Well done. Oh boy, oh boy. Nobody was more excited for the ladies than the Spanish football president himself, Luis Rubiales. Apparently, Luis was so ecstatic about the win that he kissed midfielder Jenny Hermoso on the lips. Check this out.
Dar de este maravilloso deporte, dedicándole ese título de campeona de este planeta.
Good game. Many fans thought that this was super inappropriate and extremely cringe, but Jenny said, although that she did not enjoy the kiss, she isn't making a big deal of it, and rather she would rather focus on the team's big win instead.
Fair enough. So he didn't kiss the rest of the team, just only his.
I watched the whole clip, and it's like, I believe Spain's one of those countries where there's a lot of kissing on the cheeks going on a lot, and lots of the other girls did also get a
Yeah, I think he was just happy. It was a congratulatory kiss. Excited. Like,
Y'all don't think it's think giving it. Me too? Oh, Lord. Nah. It's not giving me too to y'all?
They make me dos in Spanish.
But did they have me dos? I don't know if me dos got there, Jesse. I don't know if me dos got to Spain.
But that is kind of harassment, though.
You feel like it's giving harassment?
Come on.
That's like saying, Dish got another season, I kissed Tan in the mouth. Would you appreciate that?
That's kind of different. We not from over there.
We from Dapland.
Right.
Like, oh man, we did it.
And this is Atlanta. We, well, you know what? Never mind. All right, y'all, up next, what would you do if you found someone else breastfeeding your baby? Ooh, find out how one lady responded after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with a...
This is it!
All right, y'all. So, this auntie took her auntieing to the next level. Sisters Simone and Phoebe both gave birth to healthy newborns 2 weeks apart. Unfortunately, Simone needed surgery, and her sister Phoebe and her hubby offered to watch her nephew. Now, since Simone feeds her son with formula, she left Phoebe 14 cans of formula to feed him. But get this, y'all. Upon returning, healed after surgery, she finds Phoebe breastfeeding her baby.
I'm not sure if you could say caught red-handed. I don't know what.
Caught breast-handed?
Yeah, breast-handed, okay. Yeah.
Well, Simone called the popo on her sister for pulling out her breastises and feeding her child without her consent. Ooh. Was Phoebe in the wrong for breastfeeding her nephew without consulting Simone?
Yes.
What y'all think about that? Like, how would you feel if Lisa Ray was breastfeeding your child?
I mean, I love my sister, but she would have definitely gave me a heads up and asked me, was it okay? And I would have said no.
Okay.
Phoebe or whoever the person, the sisters deserve to get two pieces.
Yeah,
but I disagree, Brad.
You know what? First of all, you ain't breastfeeding, you ain't got no kids, and you ain't got no with no milk.
Yes, I do, bitch. They full.
Wait, is this normal? Does this happen where women breastfeed other
Yes,
do
you not know about slavery days? Black women was breastfeeding on white children? I mean,
that is the thing,
It happens.
There's a lot of women out here breastfeeding men right now.
Yeah.
Jesse, I mean, if your top gets any lower, you're going to be breastfeeding all of us out here right now.
Is that a request?
Nip Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.